Hey ladies, I know you know this, but just in case you've forgotten, I want to remind you today just how simply putting one foot in front of the other and walking can not only help you lose weight, but it also has some hormonal benefits as well. So let's get into some convo about getting in our 10K a day, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I am so happy and I'm blessed to be back here with you today. Now, at the time of this recording, or shall I say when this episode airs, it is the day after Mother's Day, and I'm hoping that all of the moms out there had a great day. And ladies, this brings us to the middle of the month. I mean, it's flying by, isn't it? All right. So just because time is a precious resource, let's just dive into walking, or should I just say, let's just walk it out. All right. And if you know, you know, you know what I'm talking about. Now, I remember when my mom would always walk and she'd always talk about walking, and I would like kind of give her the side eye, you going walking? And I would always like chuckle about the folks that I would see, those mall walkers. Like I would, you know, do a little giggle, like, I cannot believe they're making loops around the mall. Because during that time, the only acceptable version of cardio for me was like hitting the elliptical machine or the Stairmaster or running sprints or running on the treadmill or any other type of high intensity cardiovascular exercise. For me, it was all about burning the calories. But as I have gotten older and wiser, and my knees and back have made their voices loud and clear that they are having no more of the shenanigans, I have since realized that my mom and those mall walkers, they were onto something, weren't they? They were onto something. Because lately, walking has been my cardio of choice. As a matter of fact, I try to get outside and walk as much as possible. If I could, I would probably walk outside every day, but I can't. So I try to get at least 4 days a weekend, and I absolutely love it. And there are so many benefits of walking, from cardiovascular to mood elevation to hormonal benefits to reducing stress. So today, let's talk about just five of the many, many, many ways that walking can help you in your weight loss journey. All right, so the first reason is that walking can boost your metabolism, which is especially important for women like us over 40 and 50. You see, walking at a fast pace can help burn calories even after the walk is over, which is sometimes called the afterburn effect. This is where the body continues to burn calories at a higher rate even when the exercise is done. And here's a pro tip for you if you really want to level it up. If you want to level it up, you should incorporate some intervals of faster walking and or add some hills. I'm telling you, that will really fire up your metabolism. And another reason that walking at a moderate pace can increase the number of calories burned even after the walk is over is because we engage all of our large muscle groups. When we walk, we engage our quads and our hamstrings and our glutes, which leads to increased muscle activation, which leads to more calories burned. All right, so the second reason walking is of great benefit is that it improves cardiovascular health or the health of our heart. Walking strengthens the heart muscles, it improves circulation, and it reduces the risk of heart disease and stroke. When it comes to heart health, regularly walking can lower blood pressure, especially for women over 40 who might be at risk of hypertension, which I actually fall into that category myself. So I do anything I can to improve my blood pressure. And if walking can do it, then I am all for it. And walking can also help HDL, which is your good cholesterol, and it can help to lower LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, which again, that contributes to overall heart health. So show your heart some love, girls, and get to stepping. Again, if you know, you know. All right, so the third benefit of walking is that it enhances muscle tone and strength. As I mentioned earlier, it engages our large muscle groups, but it also engages our core. It engages our abs and our back and our buttocks and our overall core, as I said, which is why it's very important to watch your form when you walk. You want to make sure that your core is engaged and that you have a good stride and a good cadence. And walking can actually also help to slow down or to prevent muscle loss, again, because we know that that happens as we age. So one thing that I like to do regularly to really amp it up, at the end of some of my walking sessions, I will actually add a set of walking lunges or some squats or some traveling squats. It's a really easy way to incorporate body weight exercises that will help to enhance your muscle tone. All right, so the fourth benefit of walking is that it helps to reduce stress and anxiety. And I know that I am not the only one who needs some reduction in the areas of stress and anxiety. Oh my goodness. So adding deep breathing exercises and listening to nature can really help to lower stress hormone levels and to promote an overall sense of well-being. Also, focusing on the rhythm and the sensation of your steps and feeling the ground beneath your feet, that can also add an element of mindfulness and help to reduce anxiety. And as I say that, I can just feel the breeze and I can just think about what it feels like to walk outside. Right now, I'm recording in my little recording studio, aka my closet, so I'm feeling really closed in. But after I'm done, you best believe I'm going on a walk. All right, so back to walking. In the past, I would listen to a podcast or I would listen to music, but now more often than not, I just listen to the sounds like I was talking about. I listen to the sounds of wherever I am. If I'm walking on a trail, if I'm walking near the beach, it really allows me to be in tune with my surroundings. It allows me to focus on my breathing, which has a really calming effect on my mind. So the next time you take a walk, if you get an opportunity to be out on some type of trail or in a park, and you typically listen to music or you have headbuds, if you have on earbuds, or a headset, if the environment is right, take those off and just really listen to what's around you. It is such a great experience. All right, so the fifth reason or the fifth benefit of walking that I'm going to talk about today is that it acts as a mood booster and it also helps with cognitive function. Walking, it stimulates the release of our favorite feel-good hormone, which is endorphins. Which you know that acts as a natural mood lifter. It helps to reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. And research has also shown that regular exercise like walking can improve cognitive function. It can help with memory and attention span. Who doesn't need more help in that area? I raise my hand. I actually raise both hands. Multitasking, not working these days. But anyway, walking can help with attention span and it can potentially reduce the risk of age-related cognitive decline. And again, we know that starts to happen as we age. So anything that we can do to slow down that decline, if it's something as simple as walking, I am all for it. And one other thing that you can do to make walking even more beneficial is that you can find a group of friends to meet up with and walk a few times a week. That is definitely an added bonus. Having a group of friends to walk with, or a group of people that you know, may not even be friends, it might be people in your community. That is a great way to support one another. It's a great way to not only boost your mood, but also to connect and to build community. All right, ladies. So the moral of this story is I was wrong for giving my mom and the mall walkers the side eye. And if you're walking already, keep doing it and add some friends and some heels to the party. And if you're not, I just gave you five reasons to start. So get to it, all right? All right, so before I wrap this episode up, I just want to remind you to join our Facebook community if you need some weekly support and motivation. And I also wanted to let you know that I had talked about a consistency challenge on my last episode, but I'm actually going to delay that because I have something really, really awesome coming up and I cannot wait to share it with you. But you're going to have to wait for a couple of weeks, but it is super duper awesome and I think you're really gonna love it. All right, love. So let's close out this episode because that is all, says the clock on the wall. And I will leave you with this quote. And it is, keep moving ahead because action creates momentum, which in turn creates unanticipated opportunities. And with that, until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.